Hi, my name is Steph Pagel, and I am here to tell you about how God, being rich in mercy, showed his love to me and saved me by his grace. I grew up in a Christian home and attended a Bible teaching church my entire life. I went to a Christian school from preschool through high school, and overall, I lived a very sheltered life. One thing I remember my parents making very clear to me when I was young was that just because I went to church, a Christian school, and because they believed in the Lord, that did not make me a Christian. Because of this, I never grew up with a false sense of hope and thinking that I was saved based on outward merit. I grew up with a strong conscience and was definitely a people pleaser, so rule following wasn't something that was hard for me. I had a tenderness to the things of the Lord when I was young, but never knew how to have a relationship with the Lord. I don't remember the gospel being preached to me while growing up, and maybe that was just because I didn't have ears to hear. If anything, I grew in head knowledge and not heart knowledge. I wanted to be saved, but I didn't know how to be. When I was maybe 8 or 9, I remember a verse being read at church, which was Philippians 1:6. It says, "Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." I knew that salvation was a good work, that we need to begin with the Lord, and so I just hoped that he would work that in me in time. I prayed for that. Around the same time, I became terrified of hell. I was terrified that I would go to hell, and I wanted to do everything I possibly could to not go there. But salvation isn't about not wanting hell. It's about wanting Christ, and my heart wasn't there. I remember a conversation with my dad, and he encouraged me to read my Bible every day. I think I made it through Genesis and Exodus and then stopped reading. Fast forward to junior high and high school, I went through a number of Bible classes at my school that I loved. I spent 5 years studying the Old and New Testament, church history, taking an apologetics class, an ethics and worldview class, and spent an entire year studying different doctrine. During the year we studied doctrine, the only assignment in that class was to read through the Bible in that school year and to write down the different doctrines we saw in Scripture while we read. It was the first time in my life that I was in the Word more thoroughly. During this season, I believe the Lord began working in my heart. When I was a sophomore in high school, my sister and best friend had both been saved and wanted to be baptized. I did everything with these two, and I remember not being happy at all when they told me they wanted to be baptized. I didn't want to be. But because we did everything together, I decided to go through the motions and be baptized as well. I filled out the baptism questionnaire that my church required, and because I grew up in church, I knew the right answers to write down, but I truly do not believe I was saved at this point. I do believe during the following years, my heart began to change. I went through a church split during my senior year of high school that completely turned my world upside down. Most of the teachers at my school had attended that church with me, and because my family was one of the only ones to leave, that impacted my school experience as well. I was treated differently and lost relationships with people I had known my entire life. I remember struggling watching such disunity amongst believers, and I couldn't wrap my mind around this. This drove me to Scripture, and I would spend my lunch breaks reading the Word and finding comfort in the Lord. I realized that my hope could only be in God, that He was unchanging, sees everything in my life, and He cares for His people. Looking back, I can see the Lord's kindness to me in that season. He brought me new godly friends, led me to new churches that had such humble leadership and care for their people, and ultimately, I met my husband. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose." God used that trial for my ultimate good. God continues to grow me, reveal sin to me, and draw me closer to himself. I struggled with assurance of salvation for years. I was always afraid that I would deceive myself into believing that I was saved and not truly be saved. It was during another difficult season that the Lord showed me what I deserved, and that was nothing. He owes me nothing. What I do deserve is hell, and yet he gave me salvation through Jesus' death on the cross. This reality humbled me. Salvation is a gift from the Lord. If I was going to find assurance of salvation in anything that I had done, I would never find assurance. It was during this season that I realized that my salvation was a gift, and I can rest assured because of his character and goodness to me, and not because of anything I could ever do. Over the years that followed, God continued to sanctify me. When I started attending Grace Bible Church, a phrase I heard constantly was to preach the gospel to yourself every day, and that you never graduate from the gospel. And this couldn't be more true. Romans 5:8 says, "But God shows his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." to think of myself rightly before a holy God will give me a gratitude and love for what the Lord has done for me. He has saved me from my biggest issue and concern, and that is my sin. I could never stand before a holy God on my own merit. I deserve judgment and wrath for my sin, and I need a substitute. God, in his great compassion for his people, sent that substitute, and that is Jesus. My faith is in him alone, and because of his death on the cross, I can now but stand before God forgiven. I've been given the righteousness of Christ. God has blessed me with 5 kids, and my heart for their salvation is huge. Preaching the gospel to them has given me a new love for the gospel. Faith is a gift from the Lord, and as I tell my kids, if you have Christ, you have everything. As I get to preach the gospel to them, I am reminded myself of what I have been saved from and to. James 1:2-4 says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." God is currently growing me through a new trial and revealing areas of sin to me that I would not have seen had I not been in the midst of a trial. I was encouraged to not only pray that God would remove my trial, but to pray for endurance for as long as God had me in it. I refused to pray that way. I didn't want to pray for endurance for something that I did not want. I was bitter that the Lord would take my health from me. I felt unseen and forgotten by the Lord. Trials have a way of humbling me before the Lord, and this trial has done just that. I'm learning to trust that God knows all things, especially when I don't, that he is always near, even when I don't feel it, that he is worthy to be trusted. His character is a constant and does not change based on any circumstance that comes my way. It's not about my circumstances or trials. God is after my heart and my holiness, and he knows what my heart needs most. I was discouraged watching the ways my heart responded to the Lord in this trial, the way I doubted his character and love for me. I'm constantly reminded that I still need the gospel just as much today as I did in years past. I will never graduate from the gospel. A.W. Pink wrote, "The apprehension of God's infinite knowledge should fill the Christian with adoration. The whole of my life stood open to his view from the beginning. He foresaw my every fall, my every sin, my every backsliding. Yet, nevertheless, fixed his heart upon me." I praise the Lord for fixing his heart upon me, for sending his son Jesus to die for my sins, that I can turn from my sin, repent, and be forgiven by the Lord. I have talked about getting rebaptized for a few years now, knowing that I wasn't saved when I was baptized the first time. So today I want to be baptized again to proclaim what God has done for me and how he has continued to show his faithfulness to me.